Welcome back to Happier Life Today with yours truly, Sharice Taylor, your pop of positivity. Today we are talking about the top three steps to get to and remain in a place of peace. You do not want to miss this, so stay tuned. But before we get into the heart and soul of today's positive message, I want to invite you to connect with me online. Find me on the gram, in Gramland as I call it, on Instagram at Happier Life Today. Find me on YouTube, the same channel, same handle rather, Happier Life Today. And then go to the website, www.happierlifetoday.com, to find out more about me and about the great things that are happening through Happier Life Today. Let's talk about it. Three things that you can do to get to and remain in a place of peace. Number one on the list, prayer. Prayer, prayer, prayer. Connecting and cultivating relationship with the Creator of the universe. I'm telling you, if you haven't tried prayer, try it. I believe that you will like it. Prayer is a time to connect, as I said, but it's also a place where you can release your worries, your cares, your concerns, your fears, your doubts, your hurt, your pain. You can lay it all down at the feet of Jesus. So prayer is number one on my list if you want to get to and remain in a place of peace. And listen, it's free. And you can engage in it anytime, any place. It can be aloud. It can be silent. Just from your heart to God. And just speak. And let me say this, it doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to be formal. It just has to be, again, from your heart to God. That's it. That's the only requirement. Just say it, share it, convey it to God. Oh my goodness. Number two, grow your gratitude garden. Get out a piece of paper. Get out your notes app on your phone or your iPad or whatever you got. And just focus for 2 minutes. I'm just telling you, just if you could just do this for 2 minutes, write out the things that you're grateful for. Despite the care, the concern, the particular situation or circumstance that you find yourself in, what's going right in your life? What are you grateful for right now in your life? Just 2 minutes. I double dog dare you. 2 whole minutes. I believe you're going to want to go longer than that because you're going to start to think of things. Yeah, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, this is going well. Yeah, I do have this. I do have that. I have this person. I have that person. I have this particular thing, that particular thing. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of things to be grateful for. And when you do that, you'll be able to look at whatever your worries or concerns are. I predict that you'll find that they're in the minority. Your worries and your concerns, and they may be many. But I double dog dare you and bet you that your blessings outnumber your issues and your problems. I bet you, when you get down to it. So grow, number two is grow your gratitude garden. Sit down and say it to God. Write it out so you can revisit it. I think you should write it out so you can revisit it, because I've been keeping a gratitude journal for several years, and it's just wonderful to revisit. It's such an encouragement. It becomes a encouragement document that you can run to anytime. And just, again, remember all of the great things that you have in your life. Number three, I call it focus on the flip. Be solution focused and consider and ponder, what will be my win on the other side of this? Ask yourself that question. What will be my win on the other side of this? What wisdom will I have gained on the other side of this? So that puts you in a solution focused mindset. When I make it through this, what blessing will I have then? What testimony will I have then? What wisdom will I have then? I call it focus on the flip. Now, I want to interject here because one of the big things in the coaching world now is that of toxic positivity. Like, we have to make everything have a silver lining. And what can happen, for those of you that are not aware of the term of toxic positivity, it means that we just don't take the time to feel the feeling before we're flipping it. It's essentially what that means. We don't validate the sadness, the anger, the whatever it is. And I also want to interject this. There are no negative or positive emotions. There are only emotions. Okay? Because any and every emotion has an extreme that becomes or can manifest itself in an unhealthy way. All right. So that's important. But as much as you possibly can, as quickly as you can, in the midst of a problem, in the midst of a storm, in the midst of your hurt or pain, focus on the flip. Or again, depending on where you are with this situation or circumstance, consider or ponder what the flip might be. Just kind of, you know, noodle it in the back of your mind. So again, getting to a place of peace, remaining in a place of peace, let's review. Number one, we're going to pray, okay? Prayer is powerful, and it will empower you with peace because it's acknowledging that you have an understanding that I'm in partnership with the creator of the earth. How cool is this? I can release. I can give it to him. I don't have to keep this. I don't have to come up with the solutions and you know, how this is going to all work out by myself. I have a partnership. I have the ultimate partner, the ultimate God. So number one, prayer. Number two, gratitude. Grow your gratitude journal. Focus on everything that is going right. Focus on everything. And if you're honestly saying nothing's going right, what do you want to go right? I'm going to get a gratitude entry out of you one way or the other. What do you want to go right? Start writing that out. What would you like to be grateful for? But grow your gratitude journal. Are you breathing? Are you alive? Are your eyes blinking? Can you ebb and flow and move and groove? After the past 3 years, as of this recording, this is May of 2023, the past 3 years with the pandemic, there was so much happening. We all had to endure so much. So you can't tell me, like, if you're still able to ebb and flow on this side of heaven, you have to have at least a few things that you're grateful for. Write them down. I'm telling you, you will feel a shift. Your spirit is going to get a spark, a dippity-doo-dah, zippity-doo-dah, all of that. It's going to get that positive push when you start to focus on what you're grateful for. Number three is focus on the flip. Focus on the flip. If there's difficult situations going on, focus on the flip. Let me tell you a quick story that comes to mind. I remember both of these stories. I'm going to tell you two quick stories, actually. Both of them happened my junior year of college. The first is that I was in love with this guy. And we had, I guess what you would call today, a situationship. we had a situationship, and it was very complicated. It's what a relationship status on Facebook, it was very complicated. And I remember we're kind of going our separate ways, and I was at a friend's house one weekend. I just couldn't stop thinking about him. And so I said, I'm going to ask him if we can just try to work this out and just, you know, just do a fresh start, you know. He met with me up at one of the buildings there, and I, you know, spilled my heart out, right? And he said, no, you know, that ain't gonna make it. we're not gonna be able to do it. I don't wanna do it. You're not enough this, you're not enough that, blah, 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 blah. Heartbroken, devastated, okay? I was just boo-hooing. Oh, I went back to my dorm. One of my dear, dear friends, I'm still close to her to this day, she came up to my dorm room, comforted me. You know, by the time my hair's all over my head, tear-stained face. And about an hour into that, I said, you know, I'm going to write some really great love songs from this. I'm going to write some really wonderful love songs from this. This is going to work. This relationship didn't work out, but this is going to groom something for me. I remember, and I did in that period of time, I did write some really good songs. maybe I'll sing them or shop them to some other artist someday, but anywho, that was that. Second story, that same year, it was one heck of a semester. It just really was a crappy semester, I have to say. I was working part-time at a fast food restaurant close to the college, and coming back, I got hit by a car, okay? I was walking back to campus, and kaboom, boom, 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 boom. And got hit. Flew up in the air, bro, and I still have that police report. It's a miracle that I had no injuries, but here's the thing. I fell on the ground, I was in the ground, didn't know what was going on. I kind of tried to wiggle my toes. I was like, am I paralyzed? Am I, golly, what happened? Once I realized I think I'm okay, I started to comfort the woman who was crying hysterically over me. Oh my God, we hit a person. Oh God, is she dead? Is she bleeding? Is she, oh. And I'm kind of just rubbing her hand and saying, I think I'm okay. I think I'm okay. It's all right. It's okay. Consider the flip. And that's, you all, I'm telling you, if you will implement these three steps, put forth some effort and apply them to your daily life, I promise you, no matter what you're facing, no matter your day, no matter what you face, what you're going through, you can get yourself back to or into a place of peace. That is all that I have for today, kind souls. All right, that is your pop of positivity for today. Until we meet again, remember this. I wish you a happy today, a happy tomorrow, and a happy always. Until we meet again.